It is the State Capitol Report on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You've aligned to Republican State Senator Mary Felskowski of Tomahawk as we examine her priority legislation and wildlife management issues in northern Wisconsin. Be part of this discussion. Call in with a question. You can share comments, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. State Senator Felskowski, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Well, good morning, and thanks for having me.
Looking at the calendar, this month you're holding a public discussion in Woodruff about the year's gun deer hunting season. What are you hoping to learn from people who attend?
Well, I know what we're going to learn from people that attend because my phone has been blowing up ever before hunting season as well as during hunting season. You know, hunting has always been the backbone of northern Wisconsin. It's a family tradition. It's an economic driver. And this year, people that have hunted up here for decades, and I'm not exaggerating on that, really had a hard time. A lot of them have cited that they never saw a brown hare the entire deer hunt. But what they did see is an abundance of the wolf population, as well as other predators. And I think where people are very upset because they do not feel that the DNR is managing. You know, and we had an informational hearing in Park Falls a little while ago, and the DNR manages each population, whether it's bear, wolf, cougar, bobcat, whatever. They hunt, they manage them independently instead of managing them as a cohesive group. And I think our hunters are to the point where, when are you going to start listening to us? When are we going to take a look at managing our predator population? And what else can we do to increase the deer population in northern Wisconsin? You know, maybe that's where we stop hunting antlerless and we do some other things where we try to increase that deer population again, because it is, once again, it's a huge economic driver in northern Wisconsin, as well as, you know, part of a great family tradition.
Is there legislation afoot, or are you crafting legislation to address these issues that are related to deer or related to DNR management?
Well, as you very well know, there's the Wolf Management Plan out there that we have objected to, and there was legislation that was put out there to make sure that the DNR includes a number based on science around the wolf population, and that has been a non-starter for Governor Evers and the DNR and people that are proponents of wolves in the state of Wisconsin. You know, and again, even your deer hunters, they are fine with wolves as long as it's a managed and sustainable population, which is something that's not happening right now. And I think Senator Romaine Quinn and some representatives had one of these listening sessions Saturday, and I think we're going to be having ours, and we'll see what happens and what the consensus is from the people that actually live and work in the area and are subject to an increased wolf population. And I think then, you know, legislation would be pending based on that.
Do you think that, you know, I mean, people are compensated when they have a loss due to a wolf, the Wisconsin wolf depredation? Is there doing enough to mitigate through that program with the threat of wolves?
So we do have the depredation, and it is prorated based on the amount of the loss. But that's more for your farm animals, that's for dogs, that's for hunting dogs, you know, that's for your pets that we see issues happening up here, like if your pet is attacked in your backyard, which we've had. But that doesn't do anything for the overall deer population, and that doesn't do anything for the businesses that depend on the hunters and the economics. I was just in Oconto County last night for an event, and I had hotel owners and I had bar owners tell me that they, you know, hotel owners that will normally have a waiting list for deer season were not full this year. People are just tired of not seeing anything and that tradition going by the wayside. And we are losing a hunting population because of the lack of management. And, you know, once people become disenfranchised with not hunting here, you know, they don't come back. I just had friends that sold land and actually ended up buying hunting land in Missouri because of the way that the DNR in Missouri manages, and they actually have a good hunting experience. So we need to do something. We need to do something very soon. But the first thing we need to do is convince the governor, convince the department, and convince some of my liberal friends that there's actually an issue.
talking with Republican State Senator Mary Felskowski, represents the northeastern corner of Wisconsin. Felskowski, a member of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee, you can join in with questions and comments at 800-642-1234. Turning to child care, you're the co-author of five bills in the legislature that aim to address concerns of child care. The proposals received public hearing in October. What are your top priorities for improving child care?
Access would be number one. I think that, you know, the package of bills that we put together, we actually upped payments to low-income people, and then we softened the cliff, the fiscal cliff that everybody talks about. But I think more important, there's money out there for grants to start up childcare centers. We're encouraging public-private partnerships. When I say, I shouldn't say public-private, but employer-based partnerships with childcare facilities. We've seen some of those spring up where a group of employers will get together. This gives them seed money to help increase the numbers. And that's what we're really looking at doing, is increasing the access and increasing the numbers.
How do you create stability for childcare centers that, you know, they don't want to keep upping and upping tuition, but they also need to keep their doors open and to keep employing staff? You know, what is your approach to that?
So my question would be, why do we not want to up tuition?
Do you think that families are having difficulty making ends meet when their paycheck is going, a lot of it to childcare?
In the world of the inflation and Biden economics, where we stop producing oil, oil is through the roof, where we're $31 trillion in debt, of course families are having a hard time making ends meet because of the policies of our federal government. I mean, that's obvious. But the reality is, when I go to these childcare centers, I'm like, do you have a waiting list? And they do. I am not only a legislator, but I'm a small business employer. And I just had an employee come to me and say, you know what, if you want to keep me, Mary, it's going to cost you X more because I just got a different job offer. Employers, if a young woman or a mom or a dad goes to their employer and says, look, I can't continue to work for you at this wage, because I need to pay childcare, then the employer has to make that decision. But instead of taking taxpayer dollars and subsidizing it, why aren't we, Governor Evers has vetoed every single tax cut that we've put out there. Instead of taking those dollars and putting it towards childcare, why aren't we giving it back to the families so that they can utilize it when they need childcare, and then maybe they have school sports, and maybe then they have insurance rates because their kids are now in the teenage years. How about college, tutoring, music lessons? Families need different money at different times in their life. And why aren't we just returning that money to them and allowing them to utilize it? We also increase the tax deduction around childcare. There's two ways to approach it, and it's not always government subsidized work for it. Give the money back to the people and allow them to spend it on their families when their families need it most. Childcare is a period in time. And then there's a whole lot of other expenses that come along with raising children.
I want to turn our attention here to tribal gambling funds. In October, you voted as a member of the Finance Committee, Legislature's Finance Committee, to withhold $2 million in gambling funds from two bands of the Lake Superior Chippewa. What are you seeking to happen before authorizing this funding?
So if you have been following what's happening around Lac du Flambeau, I think that the tribe acted very, very poorly. They do have the law on their side, and I do not disagree with that. But as I said to Chairman Johnson a long time ago, when I finally had a phone call with him, there's ways to settle disputes in the United States, and that is in our justice system. So instead of barricading people out of their homes that have absolutely no dog in this fight and didn't even know anything about this. I mean, I had a woman that actually had to move to Iowa because she has a disabled child. And they were not allowed for the services for that disabled child to go down the road so that the child could get those services.
Are you still in talks with President Johnson of the Lac du Flambeau tribe of Lake Superior Chippewa? How would you describe that relationship?
There is none. Chairman Johnson returned a call to me once, and that was to ask me to have other legislators not talk bad about them. And that's when I suggested that the court system is a remedy on this. I've had numerous conversations with the chairman of Lac Du Flambeau, Matt Gaulke. In fact, I will be having another one later today. So I did send a letter to Chairman Johnson asking to start a conversation. His response is that he needed his attorney to review it before he would comment.
So, what are next steps then? What are you seeking in order to dispense these funds?
So I think the biggest thing is an open line of communication and a promise from the chairman that those barricades do not go back up no matter what happens. I would actually like to see that in writing. Because now the chairman, the Lac Du Flambeau tribe, just is seeking another $9.6 million from the town for back whatever, even though that the title company is currently paying them money every single month to keep those roads open. This is something that will be settled in the court system. Governor Evers and his team worked very hard to try to establish communication and broker a deal. I, as a legislator, tried to establish communication and broker a deal, and the chairman and the tribe, Lac Du Flambeau, were not interested in that. Instead, they took very drastic measures against their neighbors. I would like to see this resolved. And in all honesty, the federal government is the one that needs to step in because the treaties are federal treaties. And they're the ones that are going to have to help come up with resolution on this.
State
In the
Senator,
mean,
oh, sorry, in
I'm
the
sorry, in
meantime.
the meantime, I think by withholding the funds, we keep the attention of the chairman, and I'm hoping that that will help be an incentive to open up communication.
State Senator Felskowski, thank you for joining us.
You bet. Thank you for having me on.
Mary Felskowski, Republican, State Senator serving District 12. It's a State Capitol Report on the morning show on the Ideas Network.